Hi mamas, I'm so excited to be back on this journey of motherhood. I'm a mama of two beautiful girls, a three-year-old and a one-year-old, Gianna and Savannah, and I'm back with the relaunch of this podcast, which includes spiritual awakening, motherhood, postpartum depression talk, and guest interviews that will captivate you, motivate you, and let you know that you have a life purpose here. So please stay tuned for every weekly episode at 11:11 a.m. or p.m. Fridays or Wednesdays. You can check out the Instagram at Hello Gorgeous Mama to find out the latest information when the next podcast will be posted. Welcome mamas to episode 17, Finding Abundance While Battling Mental Health. On this Friday evening, I'm so excited to talk today about a lot of fun stuff. I am such a really bad planner when it comes to things. Sometimes I like to kind of just go with the flow, and that's what I've been doing. So I want to start by saying that this podcast might kind of be like all over the place, but I'm kind of just going to go with it and see where this goes. So let's do it. This podcast is going to be pretty much about fulfillment and knowing. I know I talk about life purpose, but this is more diving into those who have been working during this quarantine from home with kids, and just my own personal experience of how that's been and how difficult it has. And also the side of how I've seen this whole quarantine and been able to kind of find the positivity in the storm and find my rainbow in the storm. And sometimes it doesn't feel like that when you have the darkest moments, when you lose people that you love, that have passed on, when you are seeing so many different changes going on in the world. And last podcast I talked about no hatred allowed and my stance on supporting all people, because I am about love and kindness and not hatred. And I'm just trying to move in the direction forward of showing you that your life can be full of abundance when you look at it from a different light. When we're always in the dark, when we're always not wanting to see the glass half full and we're looking at it as a glass half empty, then we're going to attract a lot of that same negativity, that same victim mentality. And granted, I want to say this is not in relation to those that who have lost loved ones due to COVID and who are mourning losses right now of things that are beyond our control. I'm not saying anything in relation to losing a loved one. I'm saying more along the lines of you keep going through this pattern of things keep happening to you when sometimes it's happening around you, but it's not necessarily happening to you. So let me explain that a little bit. So, I've been through quite a bit in my own life, and in the last couple of years, I've gone through a whirlwind of things that I just would not have imagined. I've lost people, to passing, to, you know, going up to heaven. I've lost people, and just, they came in my life, and we were friends one moment, and then we weren't the next. There's family that probably don't recognize who I am anymore, and that's okay, because you know what? I'm the person I've always been meant to be. I'm finding my true identity, my true self, and I'm not being anybody else but myself. And I think that I am owning my power now. I'm owning that I am a mom, but I am a woman. I am a wife also, but I'm also a lot of things that was just Brittany, you know. So I am owning that, and a lot of what I thought I was stolen from me from early childhood, and being able to be that innocent child growing up took a lot out of me. And now, growing up into my adulthood, I am being the most loving, compassionate, kind individual that I am aiming to be every single day. And there's some days that I fall, and some days I have faults and flaws, and more days than other good days. But it's okay, because I'm imperfectly perfect, and I follow that campaign, imperfectly perfect campaign. I'm not a part of that campaign, but I definitely support that campaign. I've just been owning my truth. I've been owning who I am as a person, and I'm not apologizing for that. And I want that to be you too. So if you're on the token of your under on your if you're on the side of understanding what it means to go through a trauma in your life and to feel robbed of certain things, and that you think that it's gonna stop you from being who you are truly meant to be, I understand that. And if you're working towards being a better version of yourself, then you keep going, because you can do it. If you're at the point, though, where you're not even sure how to move forward, you have suicide ideation, you don't want to be here anymore, then please get help right away first. Get your support system. Text 741-741. There's Suicide Prevention Lifeline, I think it's .org, that you can go to. All these links are in my Instagram bio at Hello Gorgeous Mama, or you can type it in, like I said. But if you're really at a low point, then call 911. But or also text that number, 741-741. But I want you to know that you are not alone. I've been there too. There's some days that I still have those thoughts of not wanting to be here, hopelessness, and just people would be better off with me without me. And the other day I saw a Twitter comment that really hurt me. It was this guy had posted that he knew somebody who had committed suicide that had a 3-year-old son, and one of the comment replies was that the mother was selfish, and how dare she leave her children, and that people need to stop placing mental health as the issue. Well, it is a mental health issue, first of all. That mother or the family around that she was selfish for doing that, that's what's taking away from mental health awareness. That's what's silencing mothers that feel that way sometimes, where they don't want to be here anymore. And that is what's wrong with the world, is where this whole point of Hello Gorgeous Mama, I hope you don't think that Hello Gorgeous Mama is a business name for I think that I'm gorgeous. But you know what? I can be gorgeous inside and out, and you have to own that, because each mom is gorgeous inside and out, and I'm being that person. But really, what it's about is when my oldest was a baby, I had severe postpartum depression and anxiety. I thought that she didn't love me. I thought that we weren't bonding. I thought that anytime my mom was able to soothe her or my husband, that she loved them more than me. There was all these different thoughts in my head. And so in the mornings, when I would change her and put, her outfit on for the day, and we'd have the changing table, I still remember like it was yesterday. I would tell her, "Hi, gorgeous. Hello, gorgeous," in the morning. And I would also sing to her, and I would say all these different little things I made up to, for in that moment I thought it was helping her to bond with me, but really I was coaching myself to see that I was a great mom. Like I was trying to show myself that, but I wasn't seeing that. Now looking back, I was a good mom and I was doing what I can, and I had that bond already existent. But the postpartum depression and anxiety and psychosis and rage and all those things, they mask what we are actually being a good mom. So I don't know this mom's story, her individual story, but I can sympathize and I can empathize, because I know that she probably felt that taking her own life was the only option left, that people would be better off without her, and she probably wasn't thinking about that, how it would affect her kids in the way that they wouldn't have their mom anymore. She probably felt that her kids would be better without her, if that makes sense. And a lot of times people that aren't well known to mental health, they don't know, you know, so they assume. And I'm not defending some cases where I've seen, there was this mom that I think it was made famous over social media, where she was driving on the beach and people were trying to stop her because she was trying to go into the ocean with her kids in the car. And thankfully they were able to get all her kids out of the car, but she had three of them. And the youngest, I think, was, I don't know, less than a year old, I believe. And everybody was jumping on that mom, like, how could you try to do this? And while it's not okay for that mom to bring her kids into her, what she's dealing with, she needed to get help, yes. But at the same time, I understand that there's not enough awareness for a mom to get to that point. There's not enough support for a mom to get to that point. There's not enough of, you need to go through these steps, you need to get help and get support, whether it's through your primary care doctor, whether it's through a psychiatrist, therapist, whether it's through the 741-741 resource text line, whether it's from suicide prevention hotlines or a Lifeline website. There's so many resources that aren't really talked about as much until an awareness month comes, and it should be an awareness 24/7. There should be not this, I have to hide from society, I have to make myself look like I'm okay when I'm not okay. It's okay to not be okay. You know, I think that it's okay to not be okay to the point that you recognize you're not okay. But then at that point, then that's when you need to start getting to be okay. Okay. So, I'm not laughing, by the way. It's just like a kind of like a, this really needs to get through people's heads, that when we bash people for their mental health, this is what makes people go in the closet, and then they take an alternative route that is not the route that you would approve of, but that to them, that's the route that they need to go. But for those that are thinking that ending their life is the route to go, it's not the route to go. Because yes, you're in pain. Yes, you're suffering. Yes, you feel like people would be better off without you. Guess what? You have a contribution to this world. You have the voice that tells another person that they matter too, and that they can live another day. That they can use their story, no matter how awful you've been through. And I'm so sorry, and I hear you, I see you, and I'm so sorry you've been through some really horrible things. But you need to get help, because you can help others, and how fulfilling that would be to help others, and in turn, you're healing yourself as well. Forgiveness, healing, moving forward, and finding that your life matters and that you were put on this earth to tell your story, to help others as well, will help you too. I promise you it will help you too. You just have to keep moving forward one day at a time. That's it. One day at a time. Because I know that looking to the future, that's why, back to I'm not a planner. I like to go more with the flow. I do have my planner books. I do have my, you know, scheduled appointments in my phone and stuff like that. But I am, like, if you ask any of my mom friends, I am not going to be on time. I will probably be late. You'll probably be leaving as I'm walking up. That's me right now, and I'm working towards getting to prioritize so that way I'm a little bit better about that. But you know, you can only do so much when you're battling mental health, and mental health is not an excuse, no, but it is a way of being, it is a way of living, and it is a way of adapting to finding what works for you. Everybody's different, everybody deals with traumas and deaths and things that happen in life differently, and that's everybody. But you topple that on with mental health and you've got a huge conundrum that you have to figure out for yourself. But you don't have to figure it out alone. You do have to take the steps yourself, and you do have to get yourself to recognize that, hey, I need help before this gets worse. Or if it's already really bad, you still can get help. There's never a too late. And even if you've attempted and you're here still. Make a difference. Tell your story. Get better for you. It's not selfish. And back to this mom who took her life. She is not selfish for taking her life. Now she's having to learn more lessons now that she is past, because she's not in hell. She's there learning more lessons. And unfortunately, her kids are going to suffer here, going through the pain, the guilt, and why did my mom take her life? And there's no way to really fully explain the processing of all of that and how those are going to unfold, because I don't know that family. But what I do know is that these are lessons, unfortunately, that all around her are going to have to learn. And maybe on her side, she's going to be helping to guide them through those lessons. Now, because sometimes a spirit, when they're here on earth, they don't fully understand sometimes their actions and how they affect other people as a human being. But when spirit passes on and they do a life review kind of thing, and they see how they've affected other people and how it caused them a lot of emotional damage and just different things. It's almost like watching a movie, and they get to see and feel how all the people around them were affected. Then they start to understand. Then they start to see how their actions affected other people's actions. But at the same time, you, the individual listening to this podcast, needs to know that you are in control of your own actions right now. So if other people are upsetting you, or other people are saying awful things to you, that's on them. But when you take it to what you do next, that is what you can control. So you can control how you feel. You can control how you react to the way people act around you or do things around you. You're only in control of yourself, okay? So, again, I empathize with this mother, because she probably felt, thinking in her head, and as she was going through mental health issues, might have thought, you know, I'm done. I'm just done. I can't do it anymore. They'll be better off with me, without me, whatever the case may have been. And for someone to say that she's selfish for that, like, I hope that that person can do a little bit more research and do a little bit more soul searching to figure out that every person is different. And when people are battling mental health issues, I can speak from my own experience, is that sometimes when I have a problem or have a thing going on, or someone says something to me, it could be probably something minor, but when I am in my mind and I start getting into my head a little bit, and then I start to think like that it's way out of proportion, and it starts to be way exaggerated in my mind of, well, no, I'm not just upset, I'm really angry, I'm really mad, no, I'm hurt. And then it snowballs into this ripple effect of these emotions, and then mental health is like a demon kind of that just says, well, yeah, you know, you should be mad because of this, and you know, and what if this, and maybe you should just do this, and da-da-da, you know. So, but when I take a step back and I ask for guidance from my angels, and I ask for divine intervention in my spirit team and love and light, then I'm able to kind of reflect and be like, okay, take a deep breath, Brittany. And you can do this yourself. 3 deep breaths. And I say, out of my mind, into my heart, out of my mind, into my heart, out of my mind, into my heart. Something I've learned from Missy Fowler, look her up. She deals with a lot of helping to remove trapped emotions and getting those deep-rooted emotions out. So that kind of puts you in a place of, okay, let's get out of my head for a little bit and let me think into my heart. Okay, is this person really trying to hurt me? Is this person, what they said, is it really that awful? Or did I kind of twist it a little bit to think that in my head that they hurt me more than they actually did? Or you can look at it also this way. Maybe what they said was awful. Maybe what they did was awful. You know what, like, I'm just gonna kind of love them from afar, remove them from my little circle of trust and my protective bubble, and I'm gonna focus on me. I'm gonna move forward, and I'm gonna continue what I'm doing, because I am good. I am going closer and closer and closer to my spiritual awakening, and I don't need these bad vibes. So there are different paths we can choose to look at it and to dive into our heart. And that's what I've been doing, is just been focusing on myself. So back to what I was saying in the very beginning of this podcast, I didn't know where I was going to be headed, and I hope this is making a lot of sense, but I thought that bringing the mom into this and mental health was very important, because I think there's a lot of stigma about mental health. And I think there's a lot of stigma about, you know, generations ago, like, you didn't air your dirty laundry out and it was better left unsaid, and you put on a happy face. And I think that a lot of people sometimes on social media, we feel the need to post only what looks good on Instagram or, you know, Twitter or on our TikTok videos, although I like TikTok until it was like almost banned or something, but it made me laugh, kind of the videos that they had on there, because I felt it was really all positive mostly. But anyways, my point is that I'm not saying like, oh, make a video about your deepest inner secrets, or if you feel called to do that, then yes, go ahead. But what I'm saying is that a lot of times we see these photos or we see these pictures from other people and we think that that's them 24/7, when in reality that's a glimpse of what they are going through. And you want everybody to have good lives, you want everybody to be positive and Of course, you want to manifest that in yourself. But also take note that some people have good days and bad days. I mean, not even some people, all people have good days and bad days. And no matter the amount of money you have in the world, because some people go, well, if I make more money, I'll be more happy, does not translate to happiness. True happiness is from within. It is from your soul searching, finding your life purpose and your fulfillment. And if you're looking somewhere else for that happiness, it's not going to happen, because like I said, true happiness is within. So waiting to do it tomorrow or waiting to see what happens a year from now, maybe I'll be happy then. Maybe if I do this, I'll be happy. No, you have to find that happiness within, from what truly fulfills you and makes you happy. And surrounding yourself with positive light and love and people that radiate that same type of vibes and bring that high vibration up. Speaking to that, I'm going to go ahead and share the cards for today, which is 8 of Abundance. This is a time of learning and honing your skills. You may feel inspired to go back to school, take seminars on topics that fascinate you, or educate yourself in the healing arts. This is a great time to change jobs or make a career move. The key to success is the details. Monitor your projects carefully. And this might be speaking to somebody who's listening, but these definitely speak to my own life right now. I've been doing a lot of soul searching, a lot of life purpose, and I'm on that spiritual journey. I'm actually in it right now. And I had to push pause on my current job because I don't feel the fulfillment. I don't feel appreciated. And it was very clear to me during this COVID pandemic that, you know, I can break my back over backwards to do what I need to do. I can perform well, but you know what? That's not going to be appreciated no matter what, because sometimes people don't leave their jobs, they leave their bosses. And it seems crazy to do that during a pandemic, but after talking to my therapist, you know, there are some times when you don't know if that's going to be where you're led, and sometimes it happens and you just have to take that leap of faith. And I am just pulling the cards. I'm asking for my spirit team and my guidance from above, and just being guided from them and letting that be, as well as taking the proper steps myself to make sure I get there. So taking whatever classes or courses I need to fulfill myself and being a spiritual life purpose coach to help do the newborn photography that I would love to do on the side, and to help moms, you know, find their purpose in life and to feel that they have their identity truly fulfilled. And really what it translates to is to find within what makes you happy. And I'm looking at a picture of my two girls and myself when I had my second baby, and Gianna's holding Savannah, and it was just one of my happiest moments. And, you know, what truly makes me happy is being with my family and being able to help others and to fulfill my life purpose in helping others. And, making my family proud that I have passed on, and because I know they're guiding me and my spirit team, and that's what makes me feel good. So moving on to the next card is 9 of Abundance. Life is wonderful. Your hard work and dedication to your dreams will provide you with great peace and contentment. Take time to enjoy quiet moments of reflection and leisure. Feel free to buy yourself small, luxurious gifts. You've earned the financial security and independence you now enjoy. And then I've gotten that card quite a bit, actually, and it's been good to feel like lately a lot of, sorry for the noise if there's background noise, A lot of our debt has been like gone, and just figuring out a lot of finances, taking one thing at a time, has happened. And oh, I'll give a plug for if you don't follow the Budget Mom on Instagram, I highly recommend following her. She does a lot of financial tips and resources, and I have her workbook, which I still have to fill out. And she just has the cash envelopes and just a different system. One thing I found on Pinterest that helped too, for Christmas coming up, is every paycheck that comes, if you can, do at least $25 gift card to a store that you shop at most, so like Target or something like that, and keep those aside. So that way, those are your Christmas spending gift cards. And I would recommend buying it at a store that has quite a bit, so like Walmart or Target, or I don't know if there's mall gift cards. I know some of the malls in California are starting to open back up again, but there's also Cyber Monday, so if you can find something that has a lot of different options for your family members. I know we're going to be doing a smaller Christmas this year. And we're limiting my coffee consumption outside of my house, so I don't go regularly to Starbucks as much as I used to before. And just trying to find ways to budget a little better. Okay, and the last card is Guardian of Abundance. This is a time of great success for you. All your plans are blessed and will move forward perfectly. Unexpected job opportunities arise in the near future. Make sure to accept them. This card indicates that someone with an amazing career is involved in the situation. This is a powerful person with great integrity who enjoys hard work. This person could be you. And another plug, if you don't follow Women Helping, what's it called? Women Empowering Women. It's one of the Facebook groups I follow, and they always have a lot of spiritual individuals that pull cards for helping, and they also give a lot of different tips. You can post in there on designated days for free, but they also have package deals for people to advertise their business. Women Helping Women Entrepreneurs, that's what it's called. So look that up on Facebook. And I also follow Mama Tribe. That's another good group. MAMA. And yes, I'm giving a lot of free plugs because you know what? There's no competition. We as women need to stop competing with each other, and we need to stop criticizing one another because there's already a lot of that already. We need to empower each other and help each other out, and that goes for everybody, men, women, but especially women. We know what it's like to have gone through the hard seasons of pregnancy, of trauma, childbirth, of NICU unit, of losing an infant, and we might have not all been through those exact scenarios, but we can empathize because we know how a lot of us want to be moms. Not everybody wants to be a mom, I'm not saying that, but I mean, for this podcast, this is mostly for mamas, but for those, you know, just women in general, like we relate to each other in a lot of different ways, and we need to stop criticizing one another and empower one another because we are all important and we all matter, and we want our kids to know that we all matter, or the future generations, or your nieces and nephews, your grandchildren. There is some child in your life that you know that you probably like adore, and you want them to be able to have a future knowing that they can empower one another. So, on that note, during the podcast, I like to, because those cards were pulled before the podcast, I asked my angels to kind of guide me on what I needed to talk about, and abundance seemed to be the big one, and fulfillment. And just when a lot of people think when they're living a life in abundance, that means money. It doesn't. Abundance can come in so many different forms, and living a life of abundance is a life of happiness, pretty much. So, and I want to give you a quote. Oh, see, abundance comes from within. It comes from thought, intention, attention, and expectation. And this is posted by thejoywithin.org, Deepak Chopra. I hope I pronounced that right. And then you can say a daily affirmations, like, I welcome abundance into my everyday life. And I saw something about saying I am is manifestation in itself. So when you say I am powerful, I am a good mom, because you're spelling the I am, that to spell out what you are is the whole thing of spelling. Is I am, you're putting it and manifesting it into your life. Let's see, I just want to pull one more. I'm looking at Pinterest. I like to see things that are, that give me like messages aligned in the same way, and I usually refresh it and then do like the very first one that comes in. This one has quite a bit, but it's life-changing affirmations for attracting abundance. And I'll just read one. I am worthy of health, wealth, and love. I naturally attract good fortune. I respect my abilities to generate wealth. I am separate from the voice of anxiety and stress. Okay, so that's a little bit more than I said I was going to read. And this is their MOTE Yogi, YOGI dot blog. Never seen that as a site before, but it exists. Okay, I'm going to pin that. And if you want, I'm on Pinterest also. And you can find Hella Gorgeous Mama. It's public. My picture is there. And I actually have to update my picture, so I have both my girls. And any moms who are feeling mom guilt for not having as many pictures of their second born as they did their first born, I am right there with you. I'm definitely actually even paying still the package still for the newborn photography for my second born to get her album. I was on a payment plan, so it just, right now with all the finances, it hasn't been the top tier of priority yet, but it's definitely up there. So don't feel bad if you're a little bit behind on the books and the photos and everything else in between. Okay, so, Nine of Abundance. Again, I keep getting this card. Okay, please, spirits, if you can give me a card, that would be for the audience. Okay. I'm not going to throw any cards back in there because, they say what they want. So, Five of Abundance, there are times when everyone needs a hand. Your angels want you to know that you needn't go through your current challenges alone. Accept the help of those around you. So, like I said on this podcast, you are not alone, and there's always help. There's always support. There's no such thing as there's no more options, and this is my only option. There are a multitude of options, and they're there if you truly look and see that you are loved, you are accepted, and you are not alone. And then this says, accept the help of those around you. The situation you're experiencing is temporary. This may not be the right time to become self-employed, so be patient. So maybe whoever might have been contemplating, maybe the cards earlier of, now self-employment can mean different from careers, what I'm feeling. So, like when it said change of careers in the cards earlier, that can still be possible. But for self-employment, maybe this is not the time to go out and start your own venture yet. And you still need to look at other opportunities that might come your way from a friend or somebody that gives you insight into applying for something. But for self-employment, maybe it's not the right time to start your own business quite yet, is what I'm feeling and getting. So hopefully that's right. And always go with what you feel you're being led to, because you don't want to be misguided by anybody, but you know your life, you know what you're going through, and you know your gut. Your gut is not wrong. Your instincts are there for a reason, especially mother instincts are definitely there. Have you ever caught your kid from almost falling off the couch or something, and it was just like arm reach and you grab them real quick? You know, those are knee-jerk reactions, but they're motherhood instincts. So you have those. Yeah, I mean, I pulled another card. There's a lot of abundance right now. So there's a lot of abundance coming your way, a lot of abundance in different forms. Never doubt that you can make a difference, Healer of Abundance. Your creativity and ability to be innovative make you destined to succeed. It might be time to expand your career, but don't forget to leave time for family. This situation involves a person. Sorry, the light's not good right now. Person, possibly you, who's down to earth with a gift for design or decorating. He or she is open-minded and nurturing. So, that is pretty much today's podcast. I hope that this has helped you quite a bit, and I just wanted to mainly just jump on here to know that I was being guided to do another podcast, and I don't want to just do podcasts just to do an episode. So I really, if I feel called to do it, I'll do it. And I felt like again, this was one of those podcasts that I just had to be led to what I was going to be talking about, because I had no idea what I was going to be mentioning today. And I really hope that it makes a lot of sense, and that for those that don't understand mental health and you have people in your life who say they're battling mental health, first of all, believe them. And then secondly, offer them some kind of help, whether that's looking for support for them, looking to drive them to their doctor, to do a telehealth visit to set up the call for them, or just to listen. Listening is one of the biggest things that sometimes a lot of people, when they're going through some mind, I want to say the word so bad, but I know it's so bad because I'm, as a spiritual person, people think you're not allowed to cuss, but a mind fuck, like, I mean, sometimes you have those, and I think that you just need someone to kind of listen to you vent and pull out all those negative thoughts that are in your mind. And let me tell you, if a person is sharing with you who's battling mental health, what's on their mind, they're sharing with you for a reason, because they need someone to listen. And they just want to know that someone's there for them and that they're not alone. So, I hope that you can empathize with that and show some compassion. And for those of you who are battling mental health, again, like I said, you are not alone. You are loved. It's not a cliche. Like, I truly love you. I truly hope that you know that you can get help and you matter. Your life matters and you have so much more to give to this world. And just know that there are so many different resources and spiritual ways and different things that can help fill your cup back up again. So, I don't know why, but I'm feeling like I have to read this poem that I wrote when my grandpa passed. The pain has been a lot to bear, but I know you aren't far. You are right here. We must go in some way and form, whether that means finding laughter through pitter-patter feet, dancing in the street, and seeing eagles soar. Our loved one has passed, yet messages surround us. It's hard because you want them in your arms, but God has them safe, and you will be under their wings away from harm. Blow them a kiss goodnight, say see you later, and soon you will have them again and be joined with them and our Creator. Okay, so that is a message to know that your loved ones who have passed, they are in a good place. And when it's your time, don't make it your time. But when it's your time, your true time, you will be joined with them again and be fulfilled and be moving on to your next lessons, and also be helping those that are still here on this earth learning theirs. So, go with peace and love and light, and have a beautiful night. Hey guys, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to leave me a rating and let me know of any feedback of what you would like to hear in future podcasts. I know I'm coming back from a long break, so I'm excited to bring some new topics to you and to show what this mama has to give back with some self-love, self-improvement, and just talking everything mompreneurship, as well as mom life and postpartum, and as well as spiritual awakening. So stay tuned. I look forward to hearing your thoughts. And this is Hello, Hello, Gorgeous Mama.